Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, the CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. And that's what I want you and to encourage you to do, to live your journey of purpose. Because all of us know that we didn't come to stay here. And this is just a place to dress up. Just see it as the dress-up room. That's all it is, a dress-up room. So our plans is to go higher and to live with Jesus one of these days. But until that time, we've got to keep on moving and knowing who we are. And one day God told me who I am, a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. And I am mighty happy, mighty glad that I know who I am and what I am to do. So I don't have to waste time trying to do a lot of other things. I'm in my lane, yes, and I'm running the race. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm in my lane. So I want you to be encouraged as to who you are and run your race in your lane, in your lane. There is work to be done. Thank you, Lord. And who's doing the work? Who's doing the work while we're bickering and arguing and all this other stuff, fighting for positions? Look what's happening to our world. We need to get together in prayer and change things, because I know prayer changes things. And I thank God for that. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. Yes, sir. You get in that word and practice living the word, it'll keep you filled up. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't have to practice the bad habits. So we thank you. We praise God for you and you and you being here on today, right here with me on Blog Talk Radio. And we praise God. We praise God for that. And I am glad that you're on board with me today as we talk about, I know prayer changes things. And you know, we have a great cloud of witnesses, thank you, that know also that prayer changes things. The word said man ought to always pray and never faint. And now we can understand why we should always pray and never faint. Because prayer, it really do change things. And so we're going to talk about that on today. I know prayer changes things. But before we get into that topic, we want to stop and have a word of prayer. Because we do know prayer changes things. So whatever your situation is, whatever's going on in your life, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord has given us power, and he has given us authority to speak to our situations, whatever they be. He said we can speak to our mountains. Thank you, Lord. And they would have to move. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. And he says in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, pray believing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not doubting, pray believing that God is going to do just what you have asked, because we are standing on his word. And God's word is full of his faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so we mix our faith with God's faith. Oh, my God. We are more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because of Christ Jesus in our lives. And we can do all things through him. So get it in your mind. Whatever it is, whatever you need, whatever you need, God said he would supply every one of our needs according to his riches, not according to ours, but according to his riches in glory. So you got it. You got it in the forefront of your mind. And as we go into prayer, I want you to believe, thank you, God, believe that God, right now, that he's answering your prayer. Because I know prayer, it changes things. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you, God. Thank you as we come before you today, God. We ask you that you would teach us how to pray. How to pray as we ought, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that right now, God. Thank you that you're so good to us, that you have blessed us this another day. Brand new mercy, brand new grace on this day, God, this Wednesday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it right now. We pray for all of your people, Lord. We pray for them today, God. The leaders, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them the right things to do, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us, God, to come back to prayer, God, to come back to prayer, to talking to you, Lord, about the different situations in our lives, oh God, and wait for you to give us an answer. Just what to do, God. Just how to do it, God, and when to do it, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, for you're great in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would look on the sick everywhere, the bereaved families, God, everywhere, the Barnes on today, the Martins, the Wells, God, on today, God, their families, God. Give them the strength that they need, oh God, as they go through, Lord Jesus, as they go through, God. We know that you are, Lord, a prayer-answering God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we magnify you as we pray on today, God. Go in the hospitals, God. Visit the rooms of your people, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know you hear them calling out, God. I touch and agree, God, in the name of Jesus, with them, for them, God, that you would go there. Thank you that you would go right there, Lord. Go there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch him. Thank you, Lord. Heal, God. Deliver and set free, God. In the name of Jesus, for you've already redeemed us, oh God. You redeemed us. Hallelujah, Jesus. You redeemed us, God, from the curse of the law, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to lift up our head, God, and look unto you, God, for prayer, for deliverance in the name of Jesus. For you are, God, our deliverer. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I say so. I am the redeemed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God. Continue to bless your people, Lord. Everywhere, God, everywhere. Go all over, Lord Jesus. Go all over. You said prayer travels, God, in the name of Jesus, across the oceans, across the seas, oh God. Prayer, prayer. Thank you, Lord. We might not can travel, but you can, God. You can go there in the name of Jesus. Go there to Glen Falls, New York, God, and go into those homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people, God. Let peace be still, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we magnify you for the peace in our homes, God, for the joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, your joy. Thank you, God. We magnify you for it today. And, Lord, we don't want to forget about the backsliders, God. In the name of Jesus, call them, oh God. Call them. Call them back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. And that sin of man, sin of woman, boy and girl, thank you, Lord, that don't know you, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't know you, God. Send somebody, God. Send somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to tell of your goodness. Tell of your mercy and your grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and share the good news. The good news. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And that's what we ask today, God, for direction, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to do, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ask that you would bless the program for the CPEs, God, at the state schools, God. In the name of Jesus, bless it, God. Bless it. Speak, God. Speak to the chaplains, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we may do it your way, God, your way. In Jesus' name, I pray on today. And I thank you for this prayer, God. You said if we would lift you up, you would draw all men unto you, God. And we thank you that you have anointed us, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have anointed us to share the good news. Thank you, God. Thank you, sharing the good news. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And amen and amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for prayer on today. We calling them up. Thank you. Telling the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What we want, what we need, and what we desire. And we thank God for prayer. Thank God that he is a friend indeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We can call him up anytime, day or night. Tell him our situation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we don't have to worry about getting his answering machine or his secretary or anything, his voicemail. We don't have to worry about that. We will get Jesus on the line every time. Every time we'll get him on the line. All we have to do is dial prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he is a prayer answering God. And we thank God for that. And speaking of prayer, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, And you can leave your request there. Thank you, God. If you have an event and you need a motivational encourager to come and encourage the people where you are on your program, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, ma'am. And then if you want to pray in the mornings, Monday through Friday, prayer is going on from 7:15 to 7:30. Just before you go out the door, you can call into the prayer line and have prayer with us. You can dial into 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. You can call in and pray with us before you head out that door. And I believe prayer is the answer to our situations today. Every situation, prayer is our answer. I know prayer changes things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you know that? Do you know prayer changes things? And while you're out there on my website, check out my books that the Lord has blessed me to write. And get ready in this month, the month of May, for my newest book to be released, Dressing in God's Designer Word. I'm starting it in ebook, Kindle this time. And so pray for me that I do everything that the Lord gives me to do. And I want you to be encouraged. Want you to get those things done that God has given you to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You want your reward, don't you? Thank you, Lord Jesus, where you need to get it done. Get those things done that the Lord has given you. And don't wait until it's too late. Then you'll be saying, Lord, if. We don't want, he wants you to do it while you, the blood is running warm in your veins. And you don't have to say, if you let me. No, do it. You hear him. You hear him talking to you. Get the job done. Praise God on today. I know prayer changes things. Today is Wednesday. Recover All Wednesday. Now, I want you to recover all by going into prayer and knowing that prayer would change things. Recover all through prayer. Through prayer. It changes things. It changed it for me. And I know it will change it for you. God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. Who is your source of power? This list of awesome power of prayer Bible verses is meant to encourage you today. I pray that you read through these Bible verses and then take them to God in prayer. Ask God for the wisdom and discernment to teach you how he wants you to pray and for what he wants you to pray for. Are you going through things that's telling a friend or putting it on Facebook won't change? Telling a friend about it, not going to change it. If the friend is not praying with you, for you, just telling, it's not going to change it. It's not going to change it. You putting out on Facebook all of your business instead of going to God and asking him to change things. He's our maker. He's the one that made us. He know how to give you what to do for that situation to change. So I invite you to take whatever it is to Jesus in prayer. Prayer is a conversation with God. Tell him about it. That he don't want you to change who you are. He said, come to him just as you are. And tell God about what's going on in your life. And let him fix it. Let him fix it. Get into a relationship with him and stay in that relationship. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then we can say, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus made this possible for us. So use prayer to get your answer. Psalms 107, 28 and 30. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. In their trouble, and with their situations, whatever it is that's going on. And he delivered them from their distress. Did you hear that? The answer came. He delivered them from their distress. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He made the storm be still. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You remember they disturbed him while he was asleep on board. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they disturbed him. And he came and out and told the waters, the storm, peace, he said, be still. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he delivered them. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Ooh! Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He spoke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He spoke just like he tells us to speak to our mountains. He spoke to the waters. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the storm, and told it to be still. Peace. Be still. And it hushed. Thank you, Lord. God has given us power and authority over. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the enemy. Thank you. Thank you, these spirits. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Walking around, God has given us power and authority to speak to these situations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. God will bring us to whatever that desired place is. Peace in him. Joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever it needs, whatever he said, thank you, Lord Jesus, that he will do it. Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask, for it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Have you asked God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you been seeking him? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all of these things that we desire of him. He said he would do it. Knock. Have you knocked on the door? Have you knocked? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 21 and 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Faith. God's word, faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm giving you the word today. Build your faith up. To build your faith. Get your hope. Thank you, Lord, to God's word, that your faith be built and that you might receive. Thank you, Lord, from the Lord, through prayer. For prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mark 11, and one of my favorite, and 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. If you think it, God can bring it to pass. He can bring it to pass. It don't make no difference what it is. God can bring it to pass, and he will if we believe in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think was thinking about the other day, the recoverall scripture that I use for this about David, and how that they had came into David's camp and had taken all of David's, his wives, his children, the men, wives, and children, and how that they came back and they weren't there and they were all upset about it. And David, they blamed David. But David gave it to the Lord. He prayed. He gave it to God. Thank you, Lord. And then he went to God and asked him, shall I pursue them? And look at what God said. He said, yes, and recover all. Recover everything that they've taken from you, and then more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Recover all. This is your recover all day. Recover all through knowing that prayer works. I know prayer changes things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to start a prayer link from place, from home to home, from city to city, from state to state, from country to country. A continuous prayer line for our people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. A prayer. Praying for the people in our homes, in our communities, in our churches, everywhere. The hospitals. Thank you, God. The nursing home. Pray. We need, as never before, to pray. God is a prayer answering God. John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. How much plainer can the Lord be? He said, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that God, my daddy, our Father, might be glorified in his Son Jesus. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. He said he would do it. God said he would do it. What are you waiting on? Go into prayer. You have sickness in your home. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Situations in your home that you have tried and tried to work out, but you can't do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your help is in the Lord. Your help. Thank you, God. He wants to help you. Thank you, Lord. Give it to Jesus. Turn it loose. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Don't pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. Don't just pray when you feel like it. I don't just want to get up every morning at 7 o'clock and pray, but I do. And I am watching God change things in my life. So have an appointment with God. And keep it. Keep that appointment. Keep it. A man is powerful on his prayer. From Connie Ten Boom. A man is powerful in prayer. I know prayer changes things. Do you know prayer changes things? Come on and pray. Let's change things. Let's get together in prayer. And let's change things. Our prayer today, Ephesians 6:18. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Amen. And we praise God for this opportunity to be here with you on today. on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, until the next time, praise God. Pray and know that prayer changes things. Bye-bye now.